Chav Tesamat Aleph, we had learned that one is permitted to be ma'arev with tapuchim. V'kama Omar Rav Nachman tapuchim v'kav. That a kav of tapuchim. A kav is chav dalet bayim. So that's the amount of tapuchim one needs for an erev. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks Akash and Rav Nachman, Rav Shimon ben Elozo Oimer. Rav Shimon ben Elozo is speaking about the chiluk of Meiser Oni Begoyren. Let us see Rashi. Rav Shimon ben Elozo be Meiser Oni. He's speaking about Meiser Oni Shemechalkei Laniyim Harbei Ala Goyren Koi. So the person is Mechalik Meiser Oni to Aniyim. The Komar, and he's saying what the minimum shear of the chiluk has to be. How much is one mechuyev to give to each oni? Ein poichsin la oni begoyren, mahai shear. The mekir that there is a shear, the chsiv, nosato la levi, la ger, la yosem, la mone, ubotzer mehochi, la havi nesine. You need a shir nesine, and less than this, it doesn't have a chshivis of nesine. It's meisve. Rab Shimon ben Elozo Oimer, by tavlin, the shir is uchla tavlin. What is uchla? Shminis shebelitra. A litra is a lug. So this is a eighth of a lug. A lug is six bayim, so an eighth of a lug is three quarters of a bayim. So, uchla tavlin, three quarters of a beye, if a person is being mechalik tavlin, that's the shear. Velitra yerek. And a litra, a lug of yerek. Va'asora goizim. If a person is mechalik walnuts, so he gives out 10 walnuts. Va'chamisha fraskim, 5 peaches. Ushnei remoinim. Ve'esri gecho. So these are shiurim, which are choshuv to, by chiluk of Meiser Oni Begoyren. For Omar, Gursik, Bardori, Mishmei Derav, Menashe, Bar Shaguvli, Mishmei Derav. So they said over in the name of Rav, V'chein Le'erev. That the Erev also has the same shiurim, these shiurim, which have a shir shivis for chiluk ma'iseroni, these are the shiurim for erev. So a meila, so we learned that you can give 5 peaches. 5 peaches are good enough for an erev. So if it's good enough for an erev, so 5 apples should also be good. Here you have a cheshbin of a kav of apples, which is much more. It's a shir of chav dalet bey, but it's more than 5 peaches. And for the Gemara, v'hani nami lehevi ki afraskin. And for the Gemara, hani chashivi, v'hani loy chashivi. Afraskin is choshev, so 5 peaches is a double choshev. L'gabi erev also. But this is not choshev. Let us see Rashi. V'chein le'erev, the Chelik oni begoyre nami mozin shtei sudis, ki de omar lekamo. That's equivalent to mozin shtei sudis. Hochi gersine, vani nami levi ka afraskim vetizgi bachamisha. So the Gemara said, no, afraskim is chshivi. Vamrin, it's not Rashi explains what the Gemara is really saying. Vamrin lekamo, kol shuhu lifton, something that is oimid lelafes as a pas, kidei lechel boy. So, you Mishaya, how much you would use of it to eat together with pas. Alme lav mamish sudis, the lehevi kula sudosa mahi mina beinam. You don't need a shear that could be a kviya sudi from this mean alone. Ele kol midi lefum chshivusei. Im lifton sha'odam rogil lafis boyes apas. If this is a mean that a person is rogel alafis boyes apas, shiuroik de lafis boyes apas lushtei sudis. So you take into consideration how much lefes one needs to memalapis pass for two sudas. Vim davar haragil lavoi bekinuach sudil. If the tafkid of this machol is, it's bo bekinuach sudil. Shiyurei b'chdeisha adam ragil lahavi kinuach lebeisudis. What, how much is brought kinuach for beisudis? So the mail it seems afraskim was a davar choshuv. So 2.5 peaches for each meal was, that was the kinuach sude. Tapuchim weren't so choshuv, so the mail you needed a chatzika for each sude. Ona Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef heard this memre of Rav Menashe Bar Shaguvli that said over Mishmei de Rav, that Rav had said on this barais of Rav Shimon ben Elozo, v'chein la'erev. So Rav Yosef felt that Rav Menashe had done an avla. Omar Rav Yosef, shorei lein morei l'Rav Menashe Bar Shaguvli. Rabbi Nishlam should be moichel him. Ano amrisin nele amasnisin. I told him over that what he heard this memre that Rav said that Erevin, the shir of Erevin is the same as the shir of Chilik Maiseroni. I was the one that told it to him over. Amasnisin, but I told him over that Rav said this memre v'cheila erevin on a mishneh that speaks about the shir of chilek la'oni begoyrin. V'hu amra bereise, and he says over now that Rav said this on the bereise that speaks about chilek la'oni begoyrin. We'll soon see what the difference is. This not l'maisa was there's a mishneh. The Mishnah is speaking about also chilek loni begoyren. Ein poichsin loni begoyren mechatzi kav chitim. Half a kav of chitim vekav soirem. Rameir oimer chatzi kav soirem. Vekav vachatzi kusmin. Vekav groigres. Oimono dvele. Now groigres and dvele both are figs. But before they press it, the dried out figs, before they press it, so it is sold by a kav. It's a kav is a measurement, a keli that has chav dalet bayim. Mon already is a measurement by weight. So after they used to press it into the dvela, then it was not sold anymore in the mid of a kav, then it was sold by weight. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Pras. Rabbi Kiva says the shir is a halbe mone. V'chatzi lug yayin. Rabbi Kiva oimer revius. Revius halug. Revius shemen. Rabbi Kiva oimer shminis. V'shar kol ha-peiris omar abishol kedei sheyim kerem v'yikach ben mozoin shtei sudais. So the Ritva explains abishol holds even though that these minim alone do not have a shir shtei sudis, but if you could, with the value of what you're giving to the oni, you could purchase shtei sudis, that's also good. You yaitze mitzvah nesina with that. But omar rav v'chein la'erev. Now rav is ichen at going on avashol, because by erev, you can't be yaitze with values. You have to be chozi lamozin. But rav is going on the other shiurim that we had in the Mishnah. So he says the same shiurim apply by Erev. Let us see Rashi. Shorei lein morei, yimche loy adoy noy al dovo zeler ab menashe. Da ano amrito nele. I was the one that told him, loho dom arav achein la Erev. I told him this, amas nisen. Kedem eforish va'ozel, v'hu agmerei legusik bardori abreise. And he tells over gusik bardori that Rav said, I'm the bereise, v'chein l'nyenerit. Ein poichsin loni begoyren mi maiseroni, im yesh loy harbe lechalik. He has a lot of maiseroni to be mechalik. Ubo aniyim harbe, v'hu mechalik lechol echot. Al yifras loy mishir ze de nesina bine. Mishir zad in the sine bin. Bahasam ktanei hayu loy dover muet. Noisen lefneve mechalkin beneme. If he only has a dover muet, so then he doesn't give to Shani Bazunder. He gives the whole thing for them all. They divide it between themselves. Achatzi kav chitim. Bimsoirim kav. Bimkusmin kav amachze. Dveile laachash nidrosim beigul. After you press them into an eagle, korilu deveila, v'shuv einei moicha b'mida elo b'mishkul. Pras, Rabbi Kiva held, chatzimone. Umay ume, oh. So this was Rav Yosef's taine, a taine and Rav Menashe, that he said over b'shem Rav, that Rav said, that v'chein le'erev on the bereise, and this is not true, Rav said this on the Mishnah. Fregte gemore, umay ulme dahai mehach. Sagt Rashi, umay ulme dahai mehach, de ikbid Rav Yosef, a Rav Menashe, domar bereis. Why was Rav Yosef makbid? Bemay da airi masnissen loy airi bereis. The Mishnah is not speaking about the same minim that the bereis is speaking about. Is v'loisosron adodi hanishu rayu loisosron adodi. So there's no stira bishloim if the mission in the bereise would mention different shiurim. And Rav said v'chein be'erev and the mishnah, and he says v'chein be'erev and the bereise. Then it's a gewaldik avle. There's a machloikis the bereise and the mishnah what the shir cheshivas is, and Rav said that the shir erev is like the shir cheshivas of the mishnah, and he says that Rav said this on the shir of the bereise, so then it's a gewaldic avle. Aber b'may da'ayri masnis loy ayri bereise. They're not speaking about the same meaning. B'loy sosron adodi. There's no stira between the bereise and the mishnah. Hani shiurayu b'ochi. V'ani shiurayu b'ochi. The bereise is speaking about one meaning which has its own shiurim, and the mishnah is speaking about other meaning which have their own shiur. So memele. So what was the hakpode that Rav Yosef had and Rav Menashe? Yeah. Zog the Gemara Ilay Mishum de Kotoni Bahach Tavlin. Because in the Bereise it says Tavlin. V'tavlin lav b'nei achilaninu. So memeila, that's the tiny head. That how could you say that Rav said on the Mishnah, on the Bereise, v'chein be'erev. The Bereise is speaking about Tavlin, and one cannot, Tavlin is not Mosin. So memeila, one cannot make an erev on Tavlin. Otu hoche milek toni chitin asoirim v'lavne achilaninu. So here it also says chitin asoirim. El, so memele, and a kochoch Rav could not say v'chein be'erev on chitin asoirim. So al kochoch Rav is only going on the minim, which are kosha la'erev, and he's saying that these minim have the same shear that they have legabi chilek matnas aniyim, they have the shir legabi erev. That's all what Rav said. So memeila, what is the difference if Rav said it on the Mishnah or Rav said it on the Bereise? Emfer de gemore el mishum diktoni chatzi lugyayim. In the Mishnah it says chatzi lugyayim. That's two revies. Ba'omar Rav Ma'arvin, and Rav it said, b'shtei revies shel yayin. And Rav it said, Ma'arvin b'shtei revies shel yayin. Shma mino, ki omar Rav v'chein la'erev, ahom as nisen komar shma mino. So it's very unclear what the Gemara is answering. So let us see Rashi. Ayel, you say, because the Bereise, it says, Tavlin, Lavne Achilaninu, Svile Rav Yosef Deima Arvaben, Ilkach Vechein Le'eruv, Lava Lo'itma. So you have the same problem, the Mishnah. The Mishnah also is Koilu, other Minim, Chitim Esoirim, which also is not Kosher Le'eruv. Elo mishum dektoni chatzi lugyai. Because in this Mishnah, in the Mishnah it says chatzi lugyai, tahainu shtei revietz, v'shemine leile rav gabi erev nami dekom ahochi. And Rav said that shtei revietz. So memele, that's why he had an hakpoda. So it's very unclear what the hakpoda was about. Others want to say the Taisus. We'll see Taisus is a different mahalach. The Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz wants to say that Rav said that shtei revius shall yayin, one is ma'arev. And he says, if one will hear this memre, so look very mechudishtik, because all over one reviyas has a cheshivis, and here you need two reviyas. So therefore, Rav wanted that it should be known that that he said on the Mishnah, it's like a makir, that the shiurim, that it says in the Mishnah, legabi, Maiseroni v'chein be'erev. So he wanted like a mekir to Zalocha from the Mishnah. So therefore he had an akpode. If you'll mention that he said it on the Baraisa. Then the Magin der Beine Peretz says could be the Midabin and Kulei Hai. It could be Geiris. Not the way the Bach is Moichik. He saw Marav Ma'avim b'shtei Revi'i Shal Yayin. Midabina Kulei Hai, so by studies that it's a big shear, so he would like that the memra that he said should be mentioned on the Mishnah. Let us see Taisvis, but in Rashi is very unclear what al mishum dektoni chatzi lugyayin da'ainu shtei reviyis shmini l'rav gabi erev nami dekoma hochi. The Rav said this l'gabi erev. So what is, so Sarai said it on this Mishnah. It's very unclear. Let us see Taisvis. Mai ume dahai mahai. Nira leforesh, Taisvis says, apsa, a klore repshato. Nira leforesh, the kimlei lahashas, the shasnu, the Rav Yosef, loishome, the Rav amasnisim befeirish. Rav Yosef didn't hear from Rav either that Rav said on the Mishnah v'chein beirev. Ela mishum tam digdek Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was medagdek. He had a cheshbon to prove the Omar Rav amas nisim. That Rav said it on this Mishnah. Elohi koma mai ume dahai mahai. Me eize koyach bo ledagdek. If you heard, he says, Zakash, what's my ulma, hai, mahai? If Samazai, if we would say that Lamaise Rav said it on the Mishnah, and the akpode of Rav Yosef was that, you don't say something that's false. It's no nafkemina, but you don't say that Rav said it on the Baraisa, we really said it on the Mishnah. So what's the Gemara's kasha my ulma dahai mahai? He said it on the Mishnah. So Mamela, yet a taina, Rav Menashe should repeat my murim the way they were said, not the way they weren't said. So therefore, Taisus wants to say that Bemison Rav, what Rav really said it on, we don't know. Rav Yosef had a cheshbin, that Rav said his memra on the Mishnah. He was medayik. Elohi koma mai ume dahai mai me'eze koyach bo ledagdek. How was he medagdek? We didn't hear befeirish from Rav, so how is he with medagdek that Rav said this memra on the Mishnah? Mishani mishim dektoni mas nisen chatzi lugyayin. The Mishnah says chatzi lugyayin. Va'omar Rav, Ma'arvin b'shtei revi'is yayin. V'hach milse loy omar rav befeirish. Rav didn't say this befeirish also. Ela mechlola dahi devechein la'erev itmar. Im kein shma mino devechein la'erev amas nisen itmar. די אברייס מנולי דסובה רב מארבן בשתי רביעס יאי תפשיט דיין לילמייד זה מזה מדלוי אומה כל שיעורי ערב כשיעורי מתנס עני הלכי רב שעת נטייס וסיס אס פלוס This is how the Maram is Mavayar Pshat and Taisvis. Estes, the Rav Yosef never knew exactly what Rav said, but he was able to figure out what Rav said because the Talmidei de Rav said over a memre from Rav that by Yayin you ma'arev with shtei revi'i shal Yayin. That was said over from the Talmidei de Rav b'shem Rav. Now these Talmidei de Rav didn't hear it from Rav also. This memra exactly that Yema'arev b'shtei revi'i shal yayin. So how did they come to this conclusion that you should be ma'arev b'shtei revi'i shal yayin? Al kochach miklola itma, because they knew that Rav had said on the Mishneh. So therefore, they could say that Rav holds Yema'arvim b'shtei revi'i shal yayin. And now Tosfos is Moisef noch anekude. Since Rav did not say adovo kloli, kol sheyurei erev ki sheyurei matnas aniyim, so Vaisos there isn't such a klal. No, and one of the previous Mamorim, he said, V'chein Be'erev. That's all we hear from Rav. We don't have more than that from Rav. So, Memele, and since it is Nemal, B'shem Rav, that Rav holds, that one is Ma'arev, B'shtei Revi'ei Shal Yayin, so Memele, Sal Kochoch, it was Nimsal, Talmidei de Rav, that Rav had said, this Mishneh, and this Mishneh, V'chein Be'erev. So Memele, so he had an akpode, a gewaldic akpode here in Rav Menashe, because it could be this an afgemina laloch, it could be an, if all we know is, from this memra of Rav, we know that Rav said it on the Mishneh, so you have no right to say that Rav held that the shiurim of the Braise apply by Erev also, the Chaim Be'erev applies by the shiurim of the Braise. So that was the Hakpode that Rav Yosef had on Rav Menashe. So according to Tosis, Lofi Emes could be that Rav holds that the shiurim of the Braise of Rav Shimon Alozo do not apply by Erev. That was the Hakpode. That's how Taisvis learns. Taisvis learns my ulme, means, the Lashon is a bit modern, but Taisvis learns my ulme, how was Rav Yosef able to figure out that Rav's memre was on the Mishneh, not on the Baraisa? But according to Rashi is very unclear. Rashi weiss Tois, what's the difference if he said it on the Mishneh, if he said it on the Baraisa, there's no nafkamina laloche. So then it's very unclear. So what does the Gemara answer? Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar mar, ubimozoin shtei sudeis la'erev. We learned our Mishnah, kol ha'oichlen mitztarfin, all oichlem ha'mitzurev, bimozoin shtei sudeis la'erev. Then you could take all oichlim. You don't need one oichl for the mozen shtei sudis. Kol oichlin mitztarfen. Kol oichlin mitztarfen. Sova Rav Yosef lemeimer. That what it says. Kol oichlin mitztarfen. That you could have a combination of oichlim put together to create a mozen shtei sudis. So Rav Yosef held ad the ike sude mehai is sude mehai. That means that each suda can be from a different mean oichel. That's a kol oichel. Can have any combination whatsoever. But al kaponim you need that each suda should be one mean. Amalei Rabbe, so Rabbe disagreed with Rav Yosef, afilu lemechzel ishli shalavi. No, it could be, mitzaref, different meaning to make mozin shtei sudis. Zot Rashi, usude mehai, beis oichlem mitzaref and leirev. That's what Rav Yosef held. Avol gimel v'dalet, deleke sude mikol chad loy. Rabbi disagrees with him. Gufe. Omar Rav Ma'arvin B'shtei Revi'ois Shal Yayin. This is the member of Rav that we had, that Yema'arev B'shtei Revi'ois Shal Yayin. Frag the Gemara, Umi Bo'inen Kulei Hai, do you need so much Yayin? Vosanye Rav Shimon Ben Elozer Oimer. Yayin Kidei Lechil Boi. Yain k'day lechel boi, zogt Rashi, lishreis boi pas, mozoin bei sudeis, the amount of wine is that can be used for a dip for the pas. Chaymetz k'day letabel boi. Chaymetz k'day letabel boi, boso mozoin bei sudeis, the amount of boso that is eaten for Beis Sudeis, so memela you need chaymetz kdei letabel boi. Zeisim ubetzolim kdei lechel bem shtei sudeis. So al kaponim we see that Rav Shimon ben Elozer said that you don't need a shir of two revi'is. It's sufficient yayin kdei lechel boi. And for the Gemara, hosom bechamra mevushlo. Hosom. Let us see Rashi before. Ekedei lechel ben lelapis ben esapas the beisudis by zaysim of betzolim. Hosam diktoni yain kedei lechel boi bechamre mevushel koma. The choshuv lelapis boi. That's good, lelapis esapas. So if you have yain lechel, that's enough. Avol chamre ba'alma binelius boi shtias beisudis vahainu beis revius. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Amar, Chaimetz kedei letabel boi, that the shir Chaimetz is kedei letabel boi. Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav, kedei letabel boi, mozoin shtei sudei shel yerek. But if you would have a whole sude of yerek, so you need enough chaymetz to be metabol mozein shtei sudis. Iken amri amarav gidol amarav yerek hanechal b'shtei sudis. You need chaymetz that is sufficient to be metabol the yerek hanechal b'shtei sudis. That means the yerek is bol alafes asapas. So how much chaymetz is used letabol oisa yerek, that's how much chaymetz is kosher l'shir erev. Zogt Rashi, mozain beisude is yerek, shekol hasude mine yerek. That's the first loshen. The second loshen is yerek hanechel beisude is bipas. Taisis es chaymetz le tabel boy, haino revis, knamrine perkador, veliknu lo revias de chalo bechavite. Taisis es de shir is a revis, because the Gemara says, let him be makne a shir of chaymetz, a revis of chaymetz. Not too clear. We have here a machlekes, how much chaymetz, if it's chaymetz kedei letabel, a suda of yerek, or yerek hanechel b'shtei sudas. I don't know what Taisv is being machi over here. There's a shail on the Gemara what the shir is. Taisv is the shir is a revis. The Gemara seems to have a sofik, if you metabel yerokis of a whole suda, you metabel yerokis of a malafis as a pas. Omama, Zeisim ubitzolim, this also a member of Shimon Elozer, Zeisim ubitzolim, k'delechel ben mozain shtei su'udais. Zeisim ubitzolim is k'delechel ben mozain shtei su'udais. That's the shir. Frag the Gemara, ubitzolim mima arvin, Can you make an Erev Tchumim with Bitzolim? Vasanye, Omar Rav Shimon ben Elozer. Rav Shimon ben Elozer related such a maise. Pam achas shovas Rabbi Meir ba'ar diske. Rabbi Meir was one Shabbos na mokem ar diske. Obo odom echad lefon naid kum Shabbos. Omar loy, and he tells Rabbi Meir, Rabbi, Irafti bibtzolim. I made an erev tchumim with onions. Letivin. I wanted to go to Tivin. And from the mokim anoches erev to Tivin was less than the sheer tchum. So memele, so he ended up in Ardiska. Ardiska was in the middle. Abulaisis, so memele was teich tchum. Rav Meir heard this, Vayishivoi Rav Meir ba'ar ba'amei shaloi. So Rav Meir told him, Rav Yid, you went chutz l'tchum, that Bitzolim, you can't make an Erev with Bitzolim. So Memele, you stay here, you're not going to Tivin. You stay here in the Arba Ameis, the whole Shabbos, because you went chutz l'tchum. So does Edmundoch that Ramei holds you cannot be ma'ariv bibtzolim. And here we heard before the b'rais of Rabbi Shimon Elozer bibtzolim k'dei lechol behem. Yeah. So the Gemara loikash ha ba'olim ha be'imois. The Taisus Yontif says in Shabbos that olim means the base yad of the onion. That means if you look at an onion, the bottom is the roots, and then the top there's something that is the base yad of the onion. That's called the olim of the onion. So ha ba olim, ha be mois. If you make a eruvei tchumim with onions alone, with the etzem onion, so that's kosher. If you make a erev with the olim of the batzel, that's not a machel that you can make an erev with. The sanya we learned abaraisa, ochel batzel. A person ate a batzel in the evening. The hishkim, and you wake up in the morning umeis, and you see that he died. Ein aimrim mima meis. You don't have to make an autopsy. You can figure it out by yourself. Because he died from the onion. V'omar Shmuel lo yishonu ela ba'olim. So on this braise, that ein aimrim mima meis, or Shmuel said pshat lo yishonu ela ba'olim. If he ate olim, some emele, then it's ein aimrim mima meis. I will be mois less long bo. Zot Rashi. Ba'ardiske, ubo odam echad lefono b'shabes mechutz l'tchum. A person came in front of Rav Meir mechutz l'tchum aydei erev. She'erev, mimkoimoi litivin. He was ma'arev, and he made an erev, that he should go mimkoimoi litivin. Bohoya ardiske ba'alpayim amo shebein eruvi litivin. And ardiske wasn't alpayim amo. So Taisa says, Akasha, kol ha'ir k'dalad amis. So why did Rav Meir say he has to be, he can't go out of the dalad amis? Chutz le'ir hoya. So this was chutz le'ir. The be'ir hoya mahalach eskulo. That's one teret. So Taisa says it was chutz le'ir. The Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz wants to say that wasn't Mukif Chayme. So if it's not Mukif Chayme, so he holds there's no din of Kolayir Kedaladamis. Inami Sovalok Rabbi Yeshua, maybe also like Rabbi Yeshua, the Omar Ein Loy Ela Arba Amis. Rabbi Yeshua holds that in the Ir Gufe, you don't say call the Ir Kedal Dabbas. So Tais says to Malchim, either it was Chutz Leir, or he holds like Rabbi Yeshua. Ve'ein lo'ima mishum d'Rab Meir koni shoy gigotu meizit. Maybe you'll say Nitazai. You'll say that what? That Be'emison Me'ikaradin Rameya holds, Me'ikaradin Rameya holds that he has called a year. Now why did Rameya say that, why did Rameya say that what? That he only has Daladamas because he can't Shoigi go to Meizin. The Hobbidei Reise Loikonis. The Rameya that was the Koinis, that was not by Yisuri, by the Rabbonans he can't. But by the Reises, he never canceled. The Islay Bepirkin, Ramei holds weiter, the Trumim, the Reises. So Ramei, by the Reises, you don't cancel. So he can't say that the Tam, that he only permitted him to be in the Daladamas is Alsknas. But the Reises, Ramei never canceled. But oit, Kiven the Chashvinin kol ha'ir ka'arba amis, if we would assume that we won't say Taisus starts that was Chutzli or we hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Now if we Iker Adin we hold Kol Ir Karbamis, I feel the Meizid Nama Halach Eskulei. The Meizid Nami Islei Arbamis. By Meizid the Shir is Daladamis, and if Kol Ir Ked Daladamis, some Meila Meizid also is Daladamis. So als the Knas, als a Siba of Knas, so he would also have Kol Ir. So Koch, you have to say it was either Chutzli Ir. He holds like Rabbi Yeshua. Zog the Gemara weiter. But ba'olim nami loyamorim, that what we said, that olim is a sakone loyamorim elod loyavtsul zeirto. That it did not have, is not, this yad of the bottle is not as long as azeres. Azeres is 2 tvachim. But if it's as long as 2 tvachim, these alim less long both, then there's no sakone. So trashi lavzul zelto shle godlu zeres yesh lahen ores bebotzul. Then they are poisonous. Omar apope lo yamoron elo de lo ishti shikre. That's what we say, that the lemocha meis, that is dafke if he did not drink beer. Aval ishti shikra less lonbo. Then it seems that the olim of a bottle are not masik. Tonu rabbonon lo yoichal odom bottle mipnei nochosh sheboy. Sarashi lenshat nochosh sheboy oros sraf ha bottle. In the bottle alone, there's a certain juice that is poisonous. They take to an oruch. The oruch says pshat that this is not speaking about the normal botzel. This is speaking about a botzel that was planted in the ground, and this was used lezera, that this was planted, that what is the lashon? The ayri bebotzel shemeshayrim baoretz. This was left into the ground. Lahoitzi mimenu zera. Shadech lotzis mimenu kone v'cham miyoi. This is, it's very sharp, it seems. This botzel is what they're speaking about. Lahoyi chalodam botzel mimnei nochash shaboy. Sarashulin's nochash shaboy is the sraf. The sraf is like a nochash at samamovis. Umayse berabi chanine sha'ochel chatzi botzel v'chatzi nochash shaboy. He says, in the Chatzi Botzel, according to Rashi, you have to say that in the Chatzi Botzel, there was half of the Sorof was in it. Pashteitzach, half of the Sorof was in the Chatzi Botzel. V'cholo v'noto lomus. U'bikshu chaveirav rachmim olof. V'choyo. So they were mispalu, he was a mesukin take. Was over al divrei chachomim. He was over al divrei chachomim. Ubikshu chaveirav rachmim olof v'choyo. מבני שעשו צריך אלוי. The Yavetz says something very interesting. The Yavetz says, it seems that the Gemara is giving a reason why this is Rav Chanina ben Doise. Rav Chanina ben Doise was not a lomus, but bikshu chaver of rachmim olof. V'choya. Why were they mevakish rachmim? Mibnei she'asho tzricha loy. They needed Rav Chanina ben Doise. The Ben Yehuda says, the Gemara says, Kol ha'ilam nizn b'shvil Chanina b'ni, so we need Rav Chanina ben Doise. So Memele, that's why they were mispallel for him. So the Kasha is, non-dost is manish mispallel, Rav Chanina ben Doise, he wouldn't be mispallel for him, only als she'ashot zrich aloi. So the Yavetz says, Amir de Kechidish, Neshe Goram lo la'atzmoy, he was Goram lo la'atzmoy, Vehichnis atzmoy besakone, Nischayev benafshoy. So, it's his fault, Nischayev benafshoy. It's very interesting. So, from the Yavetz, what I've always given, that there's no, so Tzaliba Zaita Kesibe, if there wouldn't have been the Zaita Kesibe, there wouldn't be mispal on him, because Gorm, he was Gorm it himself, Hichnes Atzmei Besakone, Nischayev Benavshoi, so he's Nischayev Benavshoi. It's very interesting, the Magolius Hayom in Sanhedrin, the Fayin Gimel, brings a Machloikes, the Minchas Chinuch, and the Ein Aliyo, if a person is Ma'abed Atzmei Ladas, if there's a mitzvah to be Matalim. The Minchas Chinuch holds there's no mitzvah. The Shtim Zepes with the Yavetz. There's no Leisamid Odam Reyech, a Gornish, if he doesn't take care of himself. And Dain Eliyo says that there's a Chiev to be Matzel. The Nishmas Avram brings down Poiskim that say Yimachal Shabbos also on the Ma'abedatz Miladas. So Lechayre, the Yavetz is like this Minchas Chinuch. According to the others, if you machal Shabbos, if there's a chiyuv leisamed al dam reyech, lechayra, why shouldn't there be mispalel? If he did a wrong thing. Zok Taisus, mibnei nocha sheboy, perish hakuntres, oros shel schaf botzel. The one shouldn't leyech lodom botzel, that's the oros. The Rabbi Nechananu Pirish Ha'omud. This is Ha'omud Shebesoichai Shemis Agal Besoichai Kimin Givoil Umiskapzen Boy Zera HaBotzel. This is a certain chelik of the botzel, that the Zera HaBotzel is miskapetz in this chelik. Oise Ha'omud Nikra Nocha Shal Botzel. Smell it's better, it's more Yushev the Loshen. He ate Ochal chatzi botzel v'chatzi nocha sheboy. Aces in the, because it's a meyuchadik achelik of the botzel. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rab Zeire, Omar Shmuel, Sheicho ma'arvim boy, bupoisel as ha'mikvah b'shloi shalugim. That you could use sheicho to for an eruve for eruvim, and it's passes a mikveh though. The gabi, the halacha is if you have a mikveh that is less than memso, in shloisha lugim of mayim shuvim fell in, so the passes the mikveh. You can't so the mikveh becomes posel already. So Rabbi Zeira Mashmul said, Tu aloch, Sheikha ma'alvim boy, a poisla samikva bishloi shalugim. Maskiv lo Rav Kahane pshite. It's poshut that it passes the mikveh. Bechima ben ze lemei tseva. What is this different? What is Sheikha different than mei tseva? This nan Rabbi Yosi Yoima meitzeva poisel as a mikvah b'shloi shalugim. You have colored water, so colored water passels the mikvah als mayim shuvim. If the mayim is mayim shuvim, so it passels. So you see, even though it doesn't look like water, But since Be'etzem it is water, so there's a din apostles the mikveh. So Memela, so it's poshet that Sheikh apostles also the mikveh. Omri, so the Gemara answers, Hosom Maya de Tzive Mikri. I wouldn't know from colored water. There, the Shem, what is it called? It's called colored water. So Memela, so the Shem is, it's Mayim. So Memela, so there they give it, there they gave it a din Mayim, to pass the Lamikveh. Hoche Shikra Ikri, here the Shem is, it's not called colored water. It's called beer. So it has a number of Shem. So I would think that you go Basa Shema, so since it doesn't have a Shem Mayim, so I would think it was Nifka the Shem Mayim in it. So therefore, that's why Rab Zeire or Mashmul had to say that no, that even though it has a Shem Sheicho, Afal Pikein, it has a Teiris Mayim, and it passes B'Shloi Shalugim. The Rashba asks Akasha on the Gemara, and he blibes with a Tzorich here. There's a Mishnah in Mekvois, the Mishnah in Mekvois says, Temed, Achaloi Hichmitz is has a din before the temet becomes neschametz, it ferments, so it has a, it passes a mikveh. Because there's a din of maim sheuven. Temet misha hichmitz after it fermented already, so then it doesn't passel the mikveh. So the water changed and it becomes temet. Now there's a shem yayin. It doesn't passel a mikveh. So the Rashba asks Akasha that, he says, it's zicha mestava, sheicha koidim shehichmetz, is tamas like water. It wouldn't be, oh, that we are speaking about, that it's kosha le'eruv, our koch is speaking about sheicha that is hichmetz. So he says, sheicha that is hichmetz, so why is it passels the mikveh? What is sheicha shehichmetz different than temet shehichmetz? The Maisa, the Rashba, blibes with a Tzorchion. The Taisvis Ridla Maisa, Taka holds Lefi Emes Azoi. He has a whole different Girs in the Gemara that Rab Zeire said it doesn't pass all the mikveh. The Gemara is the Kasha Napshita, no, why not? Ma Ben Zela Meitzeva. He says, no, this is called Sheikha, that's called Meitzeva. The Taisvis Ridla Taka holds Lefi Emes, it doesn't pass all the mikveh. But our Girs said that it does pass all the mikveh. Taka very schwer. So what is the difference in Temet Sheichmetz? Hocha Sheicha Rikri. But according to our Girse, so what is the Gemara saying? So the Gemara is saying that even though, I say, you're asking Akasha Pshita, what is this different than Meitzevas? He says, no, that is Hashem Mayim. So there it says that it passels Bishloi Shalugim. It's Hashem Mayim. But this has a Shem Sheicha, so I would think that since in the Shem is not a Shem of Mayim, it's a Shem Sheicha, so it shouldn't passel. So Kamash Malon, that you don't look at the Shem, you look at the contents. And Vinisht Vi, Sheicha is made out of water. So Mamela, it still is a Shem of Mayim, so still is a din of Mayim Shuvim, even though the Shem was Nishtan. Hochi sheicha ikri zaktoises vafilo hochi poisel amik. That's the chiddush of Rab Zeire. Vrektoises vahod the oma bepeire kama de makis the yayin mosugena poisel as amikve afal big sheyesh boy gimbal lugim mayim shuvim. Vrektoises, what do you say? You don't look at the Shem. The Gemara says you do look at the Shem. My Yain Mosek does not pass a la mikveh mishum de chamre mezige mikri, because it's called Yain Mosek. It's called Yain. Shani Sheicha de chol ikroi einay elomai. So Taisva says that there's a difference. That Sheicha kol ikrei einay elamay. That means the ikr mahus of Sheicha is mayim. The ikr mahus of yayin mozik. What is the ikr in the taruvis? What is the ikr in this taruvis? They make beer, they make it with tvue. Sas Emes has a very geschmacke zustell. He brings two svores to lechere to be mamtik divrei atoisvis. What broch is made on Sheikha? On Sheikha you make a shahakel, even though the soirim in it, Sheikha soirim. But you don't make a betzat kol she yesh by me chameshes haminim, you make an ala michia. You make a shahakel, vices the ikar is the water. Taisa brings a taisis na vaydezore, that by Sheikha there's no isar of bishalakum. Because the ikar is the water. Water is nechol kamoy shulchai. So it's water with a tam. But the ikar is, it's water. The mahus is water. So that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara, Yizichel, the Yahava mean it. Since the Shem is Sheikhel, so I would think that it's better than Meitzeva, about the Kamash Melon, the Shem is Sheikhel, but the mahus is Mayim. It's Mayim with a tam. Oh, but it's still Mayim. Mashain ken yayin mozog zuk tesva, zuk yayin mozog zuk tesva, sami se make a bear priya gofen on it. So you see here, the ikir of the tarumis is the yayin, and this becomes a tuffle to the yayin, but it's a mamel, but it has, so the ikir is the yayin, so the has a shem yayin. Here the ikir of sheikher is mayim. Say legabi broche, say legabi bishalakum. So mamel is so even though it's sheikher, but the dos is sheikher. Va'oida hasa mikri chamre mezige, v'shem chamre lave yepeiri leiposel ha-mikve. That's what Taisus means to say, could be there, that Shem is better, yayin mozug, so it's a Shem yayin. Yayin is peiris. Sheichel is, that's the Shem of this concoction, it's called beer. But the concoction alone is it's a shem of mayim that has a tam, but al kaponim the shem alone isn't meire an a peiri. This has a shem yayin. Here the shem sheichos the shem and this tarubis, but this is not a shem of a peiri. So memele says since the mahus is mayim, so memele it's paisel asamik. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Ubekamo ma'arvet. Now, how much beer does one need to be ma'arvet? Sova Rav Ache berei de Rav Yosef kamei de Rav Yosef lemeima. So he wanted to say, betrei rivi shikra. Betrei rivi shikra. Zogt Rashi. Train rivi shikre, trei lugin. You need two lugin. Mentioned before, a lug is shisha bayim. So you need trei lugin, the lug riva kav. Why is a lug called a rivi? Because there's four lugim in a kav. So two quarters of a kav. So you need two lugin of sheichel, that's the shear for an erev. That's what he held. Where did he get this chashbin? Kedisnat, we learned a Mishnah in Shabbos that says as follows. Hamoitzi yayin, what is the shear hoitzo of yayin? Kedei meziga sakois. So you need yayin chai, kedei meziga sakois. Vetani alo, kedei mezigas kois yofe. Meziga va kois yofe. Mai kois yofe. Kois shel broch. Va omar rav nachmen, omar rabbe barabua. Kois shel broche tzore she yehei boi roiva revies. Rikreiva revies, kedeishim zegenu, viyamid al revies. Uchderove, the kais needs a quarter of a revies. We'll see this in the machlekes harashenim what a revies means over here. Kedeishim zegenu, viyamid al revies. So you have a quarter of a revies chai, and you put three parts of Mayim, so now it becomes, so it's one part Yayin and three parts Mayim. The Rove, the Omar Rove, Kol Chamro, the Loidori, Al Chad, Tlas Maye, Lav Chamro. Al Koponim, that is the Shir of Yayin. Fine. Oktoni Seife, Ushor Kol Hamashkin, that's the Shir Eitzo is Arriva Revis. Ushor Kol Hamashkin, other mashkin, the shir is berevius, a revius. Bechol ha-shoivchin, berevius. So we see all mashkin are, we see that yayin is a reiva, of a revius, and shom okol mashkin are a revius. So that means in Mashkin you need four times as much as you need in Yayin. That's what we have in the Shir Eitzo. Midahosam al-chad arba. So just like we see there, Lagabi, the Shir Eitzo, so Shar Mashkin are, in order to be equivalent to Yayin, you have to have the four times as much kamos as yayin. Ochinami alchad alba. So if the shear of yayin is shtei revius, that's the shear of that is the shear of that's what we had before b'shem rav, that the shear of yayin is two revius halug. So memele. So four times as much is two logip. Hachinami al chadarb. That was the cheshbin that Rav Ache bereid Rav Yosef made in front of Rav Yosef. But just like Gabi the Shir Haitzo, other mashkin are equivalent to yayin when they are four times as much. So who had been in Erev? Not that they have a chshivis to make an eire, but also has to be four times as much. So the Gemara, v'loihi, that's not a correct cheshbin. Ha'asamu debotza mihochi leichoshiv. They're talking the shir ha'itzo, talking less than four times as much, talking that's never chshivis. Aval hoche, loi. Others are not geiris, aval hoche, Avidi inish the shosu kasa betafre vekasa bepanye vesomchi elave. Here, the shir shtiye, we need a shir shtiye for shtei sudas. So how much beer does one drink? So one drinks one kais in the morning and one kais towards evening, so that's a shir shtei sudas. So mainly you don't need more than that. Now let us see Rashi. Hamoitzi yayin b'shabes, kedei mezigas kois, kemoi shenoisnin yayin chai b'kois, kedei lemoizgoi b'mayim. So the shir oitzo is how much yayin chai is put into a kois, kedei lemoizgoi. Roiva revius, so here's a mechudish tika Rashi. So Rashi learns pshat, roiva lug Yayin chai. So Rashi learns a revius over here means a revius hakav, which is one lug. So roiva revius, roiva lug yayin chai. So you have to, the shir oitzo is a revius halug of yayin chai. Oktoni seife da hamoitzi yayin. So let's hold cheshbon. So according to Rashi, the shir of yayin chai is a revius haluk. In order that after mezige you'll have a luk. So according to Rashi, the shir koishal broche is not a revius haluk, is a luk. That's a Rashi learns pshat. Amuyim de kipshat in the Gemara. That a kais yofe is one look, and the shir yayin chai is the revius look. Doni say for the mitzi yayin b'shakol amashkin oitzosam berevius. דהיינו לוק דשיר עיצוי זרביס דהיינו לוק בדהוסם בו עיצוי שבס בעינון על חד דיין ארבע דשקרה יוניד על חד דיין ארבע דשקרה דביין טוני רוי ורביס ובשאר כל המשקים טוני רביס אחינמי גבי עירב בעינן ארבע. So here also you need four times as much. Omar Rav Leil, Ma'arvin b'shnei revi'is yayin, Alma b'shikre treilugi b'inin, so it has to be four times as much. Look, the Gemara, nay, that it is all in chshivis. Here's the shosi kasha shal revi'is lukshecha b'tzafra, b'kasa b'panya b'somech alai. Zot taisvis. כדי שימזגנו ויעמוד על רביס. משמע, the Gemara says that after מזיגי you'll have a kois yofe. משמע, the kois shall broche toin מזיגי. My kois yofe, kois shall broche. ואיסטויס, kois shall broche דחוב מזיגי. וכן בפרק יגימו שאוכלו במויך פרס. אומר, ואין בבוכן אולו ועשיתן לסוי חי מים. That you should not, kosher broche, you should not make al yayin chai, she be yayin mosk. V'teima de beperik shloisha sheochlu omrino, asoro dvorim nemru bekosher broche. V'choshev, and one of the tenth noyim of kosher broche, v'choshev chai. One of the ten dvorim, it is a has to be chai. V'tiret, some emailus doch astire. Dov aistois kosher broche has to be... It has to be yayin chai. It should not be mozug. And the has to be mozug. Betiritz Rashi. So Rashi in broches answers the chai de koma means as follows. Hainu sheyit nenu chai bekois. And when the wine is poured into the kois, you should pour in yayin chai. V'achar kach yimzoik. Afterwards, after you put the yayin chai in the kois, you should be moizig the kois. La'afuki, shloim zegenu b'kois, evitnenu b'kois achar shemeboch olot. He says, the tchilis knisa in the kois abroch has to be yayin chai. But afterwards, you should be moizig it. V'bein ertam eforish, v'chai hainu mozug v'loi mozug. Chai does not mean over here that it is not mixed at all. It means it is mozug, but not completely mozug. Dama bepeg ben seira moira eine chayiv at she yishta yayin chai. The Gemara says, what does that mean? Umuki lo be mozug veloi mozug. Venois, some emele, so that's venois and by ktsas mayim betchilas habroche. That means when you start benching, there should be, it shouldn't be completely mozug. It should be mozug veloi mozug. Then you're moizig it legamri. Moizig all of mayim at shein mozuk. It should be completely mozuk. So that's a tight chai. Chai means it is not completely mozuk by the tchilas habroch, by the tchilas bichas hamozuk. Kedaoma beper gimur sheochlu, she moizig bebirchas haoretz. So ben etam learned. What are you moizig? Behind the mayim. He says, till now it was not mozug completely, so now you're mozug. V'loi kemoyshe peresham bekundesha moysef yai. No, fakir. It never was correctly nimzak. So memela by bichasorach you're mozug. So that's a second shot. That chai means mozug v'loi mozug. Ubnei narboine meforshim de chai koi akois. Asoret vorem nemro bekois shel broche. So this is a halacha that the kois has to be chai. What does that the kois has to be chai? Lafuki kois shavu. That the kois should not be broken. The kulu asorah dvorim koim akois. All the asorah dvorim are going on the kois. Vishayich, some amelus is going on the kois, that the kois should be a kois sholem, it should not be a kois shavu. Kida omar shviroson zuhi misoson. By Kalim it says is of a shvir is called a mise, so a mele, so a shalim is called a chai. The Perik, Basra, the Makis, we find another, a similar, the mokim that Chazal use al dover, a loshen chai and a dover shalim. Oma, risek tes nemolim. He chopped up nine nemolim. The echod chai, but the loima, oisoi chai, it's speaking about yachai vaults in the vela, so it means that he's dead. But chai means that it is a shalim. Let us see the next Taisvis. V'yamoid al revis. So it says, you should have a roiva revis, and after mezigal be a revis. So Rashi by us learns pshat, that roiva revis means, you have a revis haluk, a roiva that's a revis haluk, and later you'll end up, after the mezig, you'll end up with a look. Nire kemoshe perish chashi baha moitzi. Rashi na moitzi yayin says, the koi shal broche tzor shei bai roiva revies a look, kidei she yimzigenu v'yamed al revies a look. Rashi says, so it needs a quarter of a revies a look of yayin chai, and after the mezig, it becomes a revies a look. V'loi zikt Rashi, v'loi kitoyim shemeforshim Roiva revius hakav. That you need a roiva of a revius hakav, da hainu revius haluk. That the yayin chai should be a revius haluk. Kedeshim zegenu viyamid a revius hakav. That after mezige, it becomes da hainu luk. Because that's not true. Da benoze bepeik shloishaminim choshev hach. The shar mashkin berevis, the maise hoche. The shar mashkin berevis. What kind of revis are we speaking about? Or the maise hoche, mashm hoche, ba moitzi da hainu shir kois yofe. That shar mashkin is not like the yayin chai. No, the shar mashkin is like the yayin after the mezige. And that's a revius haluk, because it mentions the shar mashkim, it mentions in Nozir that shar mashkim is a din of the revius of this as a revius over there, and shar mashkim is one of the revius. Weistachois, that this is the revius, this revius is equivalent to the kais yafe, and the kais yafe means after the mezige. So I says, after mezige, you have a revius haluk. That is the shir of shah mashke. Bahani dechoshe benosa have a revius haluk. This not speaking about a luk. Dechoshev revius shemen lenosa. One of them is revius shemen lenosa. Yalf mikro batoide. The havi chatzi shir shel toide. The revius shemen is half of the shir shel toide. Snava perch te midois chatzi luk shemen le toide. So if revius is for nozel, so that's revius haluk, one raya. That the revius over there mean revius haluk. Boy, tani hosom zayin midish shalach hoyu b'migdish revius haluk. Mahi mishameshes revius maim lemetzoy revius shemel lenozel. Another raya. That shemel lenozel is revius haluk. So this is one of the ten revius in over there. This is also b'haitzo shamashkin b'revius. V'choshiv nami revius. Dametame ba'oyo. What's that revius? Aina revius haluk. Kedemash meper koin golu benoso. Why? The Omar, it says like this. Chatzi kava tzomis, the chatzi lug dam, lekoil. This is metame everything. It's metame nozer, it's metame for tum, it's metame for koidish. Roive kava tzomis, what if you have a quarter of a kav? U revius dam, and not a chatzi lug, a revius. Loi, it's not metame. Loi lakoil. So, vaistois revius means a revius haluk. It's not, if you say revius is haluk, it doesn't stim. Revius vaistois is less than a chatzi luk. So it's revius haluk. Uporech nami hosem besuleke, vike mei revius neitel mem li yodayim, vaine mei revius haluk, edemuchat bemeseches yodayim. Just let's finish the next. Tois was called Hamad Leidori Al-Khad Kla. So Vais Tois, the Shem Mezigis 3-1. Behold the Omar Bedine Momenis Al-Yechzar HaMozik. So this is speaking about a Sanhedrin. Shem Nitzrach Echad Meyem Lotzeis, if one of the Dayonim have to go out, Loyin Im Yesham Chav Gimel. They have to be left over Chav Gimel Dayonim. So Memela Al-Yechzar HaMozik. So, when Medame Sanhedrin to Yayin Mozuk, so it should be left over a shir kedei mezige. Mashmed the Mozuk, havishnei chalokim mai, not three chalokim. Oimeri, the kro airi, be Yayin Ashroini. The posik that's Medame Sanhedrin to Yayin is Yayin Ashroini. Dabe beis chalokim mai. The lek muke kro bistam Mozuk, revius. The Sanhedrin Lamai Chozi, a fourth of 71 doesn't have a Teres Chshibis. Avul Shlis Chozi Ladini Nefoshis Levi Sanhedrin Iktano. So Memele Bezn Shol Chafalach. So Memele. So that is why they learn Pshat in the Posik that the Shir Mezige of Sanhedrin is 2-1.